Hello and welcome to episode 25 of the Disconnected Gamers Podcast, where we reconnect with life and gaming. I'm one of your hosts, Andrew. With me as always...
It's your boy Mike, son.
So those are the crowds from E3. Just kidding, because we're not there. It'd be cool, but it's funny. I was listening to one of the kind of funny podcasts where they were talking about E3, and they were literally saying, like, it's not fun. Like, you know, if you're working the event, they're like, it's not fun. It's like 4 days of madness.
I'd imagine, yeah.
And what's funny is I keep seeing tweets from all, like, the industry people I know that are going, and they're like, this is going to be the worst 4 days or 5 days of my life. Because they're like, it's 5 days of just nonstop stuff, and then...
Because they can't enjoy it.
Yeah. And that's what Colin was saying. Colin Moriarty was saying, like, this will be the first E3, I think he said he's been to 9 or 10, that he'll actually enjoy because he's not having to write constantly till like 3 in the morning to post stuff, and then get up at 7 and do it all over again. Ugh. So... Part of me, I want to go just to, you know, because everybody wants to go just to experience it, right? Everyone wants to give it a shot.
Exactly. So. It'd be awesome. Because what was it? There was something with, like the public, it's not open to the public, but it is this year, kind of.
Oh, yeah. They gave 10,000 passes to the companies that are exhibiting to give to whoever they want.
Right,
yeah. You know, so they were claiming that they are prosumers because, you know, they're slightly above a consumer because they'd probably have to have some sort of connection with the company to randomly get the passes. My assumption was that, you know, one, there's a million exhibitors, so really, how many badges did each company get, right? Like, how many, you know, if Microsoft got... Did Microsoft get, like, 100 badges to give to people and, you know, did they probably go to friends and family or, like... You know, right. YouTubers who focus specifically on Microsoft stuff, probably. That's my assumption of how it went down. But it's cool, but it's different. I mean, if you look at the stats a few years ago, they only had like 1,400 people at E3 when it was in Santa Monica or like San Diego. Like they totally brought it down, and then they brought it back up. To like 50,000 people, so. But whatever. I mean, again, I'll get there eventually. I'm not worried about it.
Right.
It's just like it's one of those things where like it's on my list, but it's, you know, it's not on my list.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I really, you know, I'd love to go, but at the same time, you know, and people are probably like, oh no, he's just saying that so he sounds cool. No, I really don't give a shit. Oh,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, I can still. It's not like I'm missing out. That much, like you might get to play a game that I can't play for a little while,
right?
But yeah, I'll eventually get to play it. So does it? You know, is it really that big a deal that I miss out on like playing a demo? I suppose it depends on what the demo is, but
yeah, that's true.
It is probably not the end of the world.
Plus, it's not like you can't see all the stuff online anyways, because almost
everything is live streamed. Yeah, at this point.
Exactly. Yeah. Everyone's live streaming it, so it's not like you can't see it
in action. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, there's that. So, what have you been up to?
Work.
You were at Akon last week. That's why we missed.
Yeah.
I was fucking. Oh god, I was doing bullshit. Oh, but hey, I'm alive, and the air conditioning works. So
yeah, I saw something about that on Skype.
Yeah, so I'm alive, and the air conditioner worked. So I did figure it out. It was those capacitors.
They were the right ones then, right?
So far I would think that I did match up the correct capacitance and voltage. Well, yeah, because that's the thing, right? Like it's been like pretty hot, so I would assume that if they were ever under full load and they couldn't handle the voltage or the current, whatever, like they would have just blown up. Because basically it's like a giant fuse, but instead of like where a fuse just kind of pops and you switch, you know, in your car and like you put a new fuse in, like these like actually like they like literally swell up and expand and, you know, burst. Because the one that I took out, if you look at it, like if you look at like the new one and then you look at the old one, like you can see how much the top of the cap has like domed out. Like clearly it expanded from, you know, either it started to burst or it swelled because of the heat and the voltage or whatever. But it's, I'm knocking on wood.
Right. Yeah.
So far. I mean, because it's been.
It still works. So.
Yeah. Now it's been like at least a full week and it's been on pretty much constantly. So I'd assume that it's pretty good. I'd assume that I figured it out. Which is huge. Heat sucks.
Oh God.
It's not even the heat, it's the humidity. It's
humidity,
more,
yeah.
Yeah, like cuz you go out you're outside and it's, you know, you're in your car, it's AC. You get out, it's muggy and gross. And then you get in your house and it's still muggy and gross.
Yeah.
It's just like a little bit cooler. It's like no.
Right, yeah.
I don't want that.
A constant middle, not just heat.
Yeah, I just want it to be like, if it was hot and dry, I'd be like whatever.
Yeah, no problem.
So but, yeah, so I fixed the air conditioning. And then, remember how we were talking about the Alienware, the Alpha?
Oh, yeah.
So I bought one online, and I tweeted pictures of this. And it showed up, right? And I opened the box from Amazon, and the actual box had FedEx labels and a packing slip from Dell's service repair center to a complete other person, right? And the box was cut open. And there was a huge portion of the side of the box ripped off, which is totally where the UPC was, because I bought one at Walmart yesterday, and that's where the UPC is on the box. So,
wow. They just like someone.
So somebody clearly must have bought it. It had problems with it, sent it to Dell, and then it went from Dell back to them, and then they must have then just returned it to Amazon.
Right.
Because it doesn't make sense, because it, like, Dell doesn't sell them. I mean, Dell sells them directly, but Dell wouldn't have sold it directly from that repair center, because that would just be weird.
Right.
So, like, I don't understand how it ended up to Dell and then back to Amazon to come back to me, right?
Right, yeah.
And it's annoying. It's fucking annoying that somebody would have taken it off the shelf and been like, yeah, this looks like a new one. Put it in the thing and off it went. Like,
yeah,
it wasn't
right?
fucking
yeah.
new.
Or someone took your new one and replaced it with the used one and kept it.
So anyway, so I was like, fuck that. And my brother was the one who ordered it because he has Prime and I don't. So I had him order it. So I was just like, dude, you got to get a return label and we got to send this fucking thing back. So we sent it back. I went online and I'm like, Best Buy's got to have them. Best Buy's $5.49, which is like the list price. And I'm like, whoa. Dell.com's $4.99, and I'm like, oh, well, that's better, you know. And then I was like, well, what about Walmart, right? What about Walmart? Walmart's $4.93 on the website, and I'm like, all right, $4.93, that's cool. And if it's not the same price in the store, I'll have them price match it, because I did that with Battlefield Hardline. So I'm like looking online, like which stores have the Alienware.
Best deal.
Well, no, which stores just have it in
stock.
Oh,
which actually have it.
And so there's a Walmart less than 2 miles from me. And they don't have it in stock. And I'm like, son of a bitch. But there's one down the Cape. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, they said says listed in stock. So I'm like, it is a super Walmart. It's a super Walmart. So I'm like, there's no way they don't have it. So I don't even call. I just like yesterday got out of work. Drove up. Also, oh my God, did I remember the AAA drunk driving nonsense? Yeah, so I had to call the cops yesterday because I finally was like, nope, not doing this again. And so he was sitting in the circle, you know? So I just called the cops and was like, look, I was like, I've been dealing with this for months. I was like, I don't know that he's drinking right now, but every other time he would leave and there'd be a beer can or two. So I was like, and whatever. I'm tired of fucking dealing with that. So, but that was the in between the story of leaving work. So I leave work, I go down to the Walmart, Super Walmart. One, I had not been to that Walmart in like years. It's fucking massive. It's like a big Walmart. Like, I forget how big some of these places are. Like, it's huge. They've got their own tire center. They've got their own garden center. They've got their own food center. And then the regular Walmart stuff. And they had a ton of video games. Like, a ton. And so I was like, all right, whatever. Let me figure out where the hell these things are. And so I go and I look and I see the little Alienware kiosk booth, and I'm looking and it's like price rolled back $4.49. And I was like, fucking A, I don't even have to have him price match. It's already nice. Better.
Perfect. So,
had the kid go get me one, swiped my credit card, put myself in a little bit of debt, but now I have an Alienware Alpha.
Nice.
It's already set up. It's behind my... I have it... It fits perfectly behind my TV on the bureau, like I thought it would. And I've just got... the only thing that kind of sucks is I can't really see the Alpha, so you can't see the little blue triangle on the corner of it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can't...
Just where you have it, or...
Yeah, because it's behind the TV. Okay. Gotcha. Like, my TV has, like, a little slit underneath the actual, like, where the base is.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, you can kind of see it when it's, like, when the lights are off in the room, but, like, if in the lights are on or in the daytime, you can't really tell.
Right.
But the power supply plug has a little blue light directly on it, so at least that way I know that it's got power, like, without having to, like, completely look around the TV.
Right.
I already got OBS set up on it. I got Steam on it. I got some games on it. Tested it out.
Everything worked good?
Yeah, I'm actually really surprised. Like, it's got a hybrid hard drive, so it isn't a it's not an SSD, but it's got to be like the SSD plus regular hard drive mixed together. But it's a 2 gigabyte graphics card,
nice.
So it actually ran games well. I'm very pleased. So because like I'm not a resolution whore. I don't care if it's on max settings.
Right, doesn't matter.
But so far, everything I've played
ran pretty well.
Which was like 4 games. They were all playing max. So
nice.
Yeah, I was playing We Happy Few, the beta from the alpha from Compulsion. Because now I can play it, right?
It doesn't, now you can actually play it. Yeah,
like it doesn't run like complete shit on the lowest settings on my MacBook.
Nice. Shoot, I might have to pick myself up one.
Yeah, I know, right? For $449 plus, you plug it into your TV.
Like, oh, nice.
It's because it's HDMI, right? So you just plug it right into your TV, and it's, like, it's, you know, it looks flawless on the TV, which is great. Plus, it's also a computer, so you just go into Windows, and you can, like, I gotta figure out whether I'm gonna go buy a wireless keyboard and mouse, or if I'm gonna, like, maybe set up a little, like, you know those little TV tables, little TV trays?
Have a setup with that.
Yeah, I might have to just get something so that, like... Because right now I just have it on my bureau. Like, I have one of the drawers open on my bureau, and I have the keyboard in there, and, like, I have, like, a box for the mouse pad. And it works, but it means I got to sit right up against the TV.
You got to be, like, right there. It'd be easier if you could just sit back and be a little bit more comfortable.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm sure you could find a wireless keyboard.
Oh, there's tons. Yeah, there's tons of them on Amazon and stuff. Yeah. So we'll see.
It's just the fact of if you really actually want to, you know, spend the money and buy one.
Right. Because, like, you got to get a decent mouse, too, for, like, gaming. Because, like, I don't want to play Counter-Strike with a complete shit wireless mouse.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, in and of itself, is part of the reason why I'm like, let's go wired. But
yeah, pretty much.
But, I honestly, kind of blown away. One, it's, like, it's tiny. Like, and so I did, you know, Periscope, where you, like, live stream from your phone?
Yeah.
So I like did the setup, and like people were like, "Isn't that thing crazy expensive?" And I was like, "No, it's like $450." And they were like, "Blah blah 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 blah." Oh, does it play Xbox One games? I saw the Oculus Rift. I'm like, "It's not Oculus Rift." Like, and then so people were saying stuff, and I was like, "I'm like, guys, size wise, it's tiny." And they were like, "Blah blah blah, Xbox One." And so I put it on the Xbox One. I was like, "That's an Xbox One. That's how big it is in comparison." I was like, "And next to it is a PS4, and next to it is a PS3." I was like, "And that's a Super Nintendo." I was like, it's about the size of a Dreamcast because I have a Dreamcast. And so, you know, of course, then everyone's like, oh, my God, he's got all these systems. I was like, well, yeah, I do gaming stuff.
Bitch. So, jeez.
Yeah, so that was kind of funny. I had a couple people hanging out while I was, like, and then, of course, like, one person, like, joined and was like, I can't see shit. And I was like, that's because I'm typing in my personal information to register the damn computer. And then he was like, oh, and so, like, I lifted up the mouse to, like, show the alpha and, like, and not the screen. And I was like, yeah. I was like, relax, bud.
Yeah, calm down.
And then he was like, oh, I guess that makes sense. I was like, no shit, it makes sense.
Right? It's like, I'm going to give you my public information.
Yeah, let me
right
type in my full name, address, email.
Yeah.
Just log right in.
Birth certificate, everything. Yeah. Here's my ID.
Yeah, here, take two. Just take a look at my credit card, too. Probably need that.
Calm down.
Yeah. So, Yeah, and it comes in a teeny box, like a small box too, which is nice because this will fit in the closet out of the way. Because it's just a small computer, right? But here's the funniest thing. It comes with a disc for the Xbox 360 controller accessories.
Really?
But there's no disc drive.
Oh, shit.
So what? Like, I literally was like, I'll just install this later. And then I was like, no, I won't. I don't have an external CD drive for this thing.
Oh, crap.
I mean, I think you can do the disc sharing with another Windows PC, so I could probably use it through my laptop. And it just...
Oh, right.
Because you... Yeah, but I was just like, the fucking controller plugged in and worked flawlessly, so I don't think I need it.
Did it... Because was there... You got it at Walmart, you said, right?
Yep.
Okay, because there's a... I don't know if it's a bundle or if it just says you can use one, but I thought...
It comes with a 360 controller.
Okay. Yeah. Just making sure.
Yep, it comes with a 360 controller and the little wireless thing for the controller. Yeah, that comes with it.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, because I've seen the bundle thing or whatever. Yeah, I've seen it. Okay.
Yep. That's, and yeah, the controller, like, you can use the controller as a mouse. So if you didn't want, like, so when I'm, like, browsing Twitter and stuff, like, I just use the controller and I'm, like, sitting in bed flipping through. But, like, if I want to type something, then I either have to grab the keyboard or, like, get the stupid on-screen keyboard, which is not great.
It's, like, trying to type on, I guess, any console that doesn't have like a keyboard.
But otherwise, it's not too shabby for the price, right? Like, good you purchase. Know, it's not gonna like blow away somebody's home built rig, but it's pretty good.
But for what it does, it's pretty good.
Exactly, for $450. Like, yeah, for $450, I might have been able to build a slightly more powerful rig myself, but it would never have been that small.
Right. Oh, God, yeah. But this is perfect, so if you're going to convention, I mean, you just take it with you.
I could totally take it with me.
Yeah. That's perfect.
Like, I just throw the keyboard and mouse in my suitcase and take the Alpha with me on the plane. Because, like, the power brick for it is basically just like a laptop power charger.
Oh, nice.
Like, that's literally it. It looks just like a laptop power charger.
That works.
It's a pretty small brick. And, like, it doesn't get too hot, which is nice. Because I was nervous. I'm like, maybe this thing's just going to bake. But it's actually...
Stays pretty cool.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be getting toasty.
That works.
So, but now I gotta... Now, like, I'm kind of itching to try out more PC games. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But... It's pretty cool. So that's fixed the AC, got the Alpha. Oh, I also got the so when I first bought the Alpha, right? I bought an RCA to HDMI adapter.
Mm-hmm.
So that, cuz remember how my Elgato's broke as fuck and doesn't like
to work? Oh yeah. Right.
So I'm like, "All right, well maybe I can just convert signal to HDMI and then put that through the Elgato, thus eliminating this problem."
Right.
And so I bought, well, first off, this thing was fucking $30, which I think is pretty steep.
Jeez.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, for just a friggin' little converter thing? Yeah, I know. That's what I said.
Is it a name brand, or is it just like a...
Well, it's E-Tech City, which is, I mean, it's not like it's a name brand, because they're the same.
But it's not.
But it's not like, yeah, it's not like Toshiba or
Like
Mad Cats or something. But it's actually the only reason I took this brand in particular is it's the same brand as my HDMI splitter that I've been using since I got a PS4. Mm-hmm. So that I could stream without the capture card because it had to bypass HDCP.
Right.
So I was like, well, it's the same brand and I had good luck with that thing, so it's probably fine.
Yeah.
So you know, it's just got your RCA, your red, yellow, white, your composites, and then you plug in... the HDMI, and then it's got to have its own power source, which kind of sucks. So that's plugged in, and then plug the Super NES into it, and boom, that was it. That's all she wrote.
Nice.
So that works, which is nice because I don't like
having. So wait, you can, are you basically saying you can stream classic stuff again?
Now
or
I can stream classic stuff again. I did last night actually. I didn't realize my auto tweet must have been disabled. Because so one of the things that I'm trying to do with the Alpha is have it set up as a streaming machine, right? like not a Steam machine, but a stream machine.
Stream machine.
So I put OBS on it. I watched like 6 tutorials. Still didn't have a fucking clue how to make this goddamn program work. And which doesn't even make sense. It should be way simpler. Like, there's so many things about this the interface on this damn thing that I'll be like, why is it like this? You should change this. This is dumb.
Thanks, Cody. You're the one that said watch tutorials and figure it out.
So anyways, I watched like 6 different videos and finally figured it out. And it is set up. And so I was streaming Super Mario All-Stars for like, I don't know, 30 or 45 minutes just to see how it all worked. The only problem I now have is that because my Alienware goes through the TV and I have to play the games on the TV, I have to basically once I set like hit go on OBS, I have to leave that input on the TV and switch it to the game so that I can play the game. And then then I'd have to have another device, like I use my tablet or my laptop to monitor the chat. Because to make sure that the stream is even working, because otherwise I'd have to switch inputs again. There's no picture in picture, which would have been nice. So but the Alpha itself has an HDMI in and an HDMI out, so I wonder if the Alienware itself has some sort of picture in picture where you can have like something going while you're playing. I gotta look into that a little bit.
Definitely, because that'd be useful,
right? Because then I could just play it through the Alienware, you know. Yep. But it's just like more
have
of the
to
screen.
Switch inputs all the time. Yeah.
Well, and it sucks too because my TV only has 2 HDMI ports, so no matter what I'm doing, I'm constantly switching because the Alienware now has to occupy one, but then whatever I'm playing has to occupy the other. So if I'm on PS4, I've got to plug the PS4 in. If I want to play retro, I got to plug the Elgato in.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of sucks because I'm going to constantly be like unplugging and plugging in HDMI.
Yeah, it's tedious, but I mean.
But that's the thing. It's like, what am I going to do? Go spend another, like spend more money on another TV just to get like an extra HDMI port?
Nah, anyone got time for that?
Nah. So I'm just going to. Now I have to just organize it all again and like actually get the cables set up in a manner that isn't a clusterfuck.
Because
like last night it was just like plug everything in to try it, and today I was like, shh, yeah, that's a fucking mess.
It's like I gotta take care of that now.
That's probably what I'm gonna do after the podcast is make a giant pile of stuff to donate. Because I get a lot of clothes that I'm not wearing, and then try and organize some of this stuff, because like I went ham on cleaning my room for a while and then I stopped.
Now it's
catching up. Now I gotta go back, but like it's just like I took out a ton of stuff. I took out all the retro games basically and I brought them all to work in bins. And now I've gotta go through again like phase 2 and get rid of more like toys and books and things that I know I'm not gonna read or I'm not gonna use or that I just don't want. And I got to put it in a box and go bring it down to the thrift store and just donate it. And just have
too bad.
Yeah. But a big portion of it is clothes, right? Like, because I end up with just piles of clothes that I actually wear because the bureau is filled with clothes that I don't.
Right.
And it's like at one point, I look at things and I whittle it down and then I whittle it down again and then like, I revisit it like months later, and I'm like, I'm still not gonna wear this. So it's time to go.
Right? You know? Yeah.
It's like I feel bad because it's like some of it's stuff that I've printed myself.
Some
of it's like stuff I printed for friends, and like I made one for myself, and some of it's really cool. You know, I got a couple shirts with some cool metallics and some special effects stuff we did, but I'm just like, I'm never
at the end of the day, it's like, I'm not going to wear that.
Like part of it is because I generally only wear like plain clothes. Like the only time you're likely to see me wearing something is like at PAX. I'll wear game shirt at PAX, but that's like it. Otherwise, it's just plain, solid colors.
So you're not a graphic tee guy then?
No, not really. I think they're really cool. And I mean, obviously I print t-shirts, so like I'm not against the idea of it. I just, for me, I can't. I'm too self-conscious.
Fair enough.
Like, that's the one thing I don't like. I don't have any confidence. I'm always like, people are going to pick on me because I'm wearing like a video game shirt.
Oh, those are my icebreakers. That's how I start talking to everybody.
Right, like, oh, right. Because you go up, you're like, well, oh, man, I love that game.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, I'm a little bitch.
But I get that at the same time, though. It's like, oh, they're probably thinking it's stupid or, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm never around anybody like-minded, like, almost ever. So,
right. Like, what's that?
Yeah, usually I'm, like, working and doing nothing. Or I'm not even interacting with people anyways. But I just don't bother. I also hate giving free advertisement. I will not be your walking billboard.
Fair enough.
Depending on what it is. Although, like, I love my Filthy Casual shirt. I love my Filthy Casual shirt. I love my Vendor Trashing shirt. My Dreamcast one.
Oh, I want that one.
Yeah, well, they're sold out, so you can't get it now.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Yep. I was gonna get another one too, because I was like, shit, I should probably get a backup.
Right?
And they're sold out. Bullshit. Or at least it wasn't listed on the site. I mean, I'll double check real quick.
I need one of those.
Let's see. Might have spelled it wrong. Store.
Yeah, I need to order casual t-shirts.
Oh, no. Still listed. Still listed.
Pick one up.
Yeah.
Start ripping everybody.
Yeah. Yep. Small, medium, large, extra large, still available. $24.99.
As soon as I check after this, sold out. Damn it.
I know, right? It'd be like there was a mad dash on them.
Yeah.
That'd be my luck. So, I think it's like I'm thinking. Talked about the Alienware. Talked about not being at E3.
Yeah.
Talked about the air conditioner.
Conditioner, yep. T-shirts.
Little Walmart. What have you been playing? Elder Scrolls?
Elder Scrolls, yep. And then I need to get back into The Witcher. And I feel bad because I'll buy all these games. I'm just like, I'll come back to that one later.
This is why I don't buy games.
Yeah, and I just don't. I'm like,
This is exactly my problem with why I. Because people are always like, how come you buy, like, I'll buy, like, seriously, right now, on my shelf for PS4, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 games. That's it. I own 9, and I'm a stickler for physical copies. I own 9 physical games for PS4. Right. That's it. I have 3 for Xbox One. Dang. You know, and the only other games for Xbox One that I've gotten are the free ones from Games with Gold. And then ODST, which was part of the Master Chief Collection, because that was free, it's all downloaded. I got that. And if you are listening to this and you have an Xbox One and you play the Master Chief Collection when it first came out, make sure you check your Xbox, because there's a download code for ODST, and it's only valid until the 30th, June 30th. Okay. After that, you need it. So, if you have an Xbox One collecting dust and you definitely remember getting the emails about it, like, go check, because it's just, you just open the message on your Xbox and then download it. Boom. It installs. You're done. And of the games, right, I've got, Dynasty Warriors, NBA 2K14, Killzone Shadowfall, MLB The Show, Dying Light, Borderlands, Handsome Collection, Battlefield Hardline, Battlefield 4, and that's got to be The Last of Us Reversed.
I just think Last of Us, yeah.
Yeah. And NBA 2K14, Killzone, and Battlefield 4, I bought when it came out.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You know, that was because Target did the buy two, get one. So yep. I bought two games to get one free. Target actually often does like buy one get one deals, and I'm a big fan.
Right, I like them, and then I like when Walmart is like, "Oh, well, we already have enough stock on this, so we're just gonna bundle it with
something else." Yeah, it's great. Because when I was at the Walmart getting the Alpha, I was looking at all their games because I was like, "Oh, maybe there's something cheap enough that I'll just pick it up." Right, you know, just throw it in the collection. So I was looking at Xbox, I was looking at PS4, looking for PS3 games, and one, they had Crysis 3 for $20, and I was like, I'm not throwing pipes for $20, man.
Nah.
But they had Borderlands with something else that was like, it was like Borderlands and Shadow of Mordor, like bundled. But like it had an actual like printed box, like this was like a thing that they had packaged them, like maybe made their own like box art for or something. Because I was like, I've never seen that packaging in my life,
right?
And I thought it was kind of interesting how they must try to make it look good just so people will buy it.
Right, it's a weird combo though.
That's what I said.
Like the Hansen Collection in Shadow Mordor. Or...
yeah, I think so.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was, but it was either Shadow Mordor or something that looked a lot like it. I can't remember.
Right. Oh wait, I think I feel like it might be Borderlands and Dishonored.
Oh, you know what? It might have been Borderlands and Dishonored.
I think it's like two. I think you get two in Dishonored or something like that.
It's very possible that that's what it was. Also, did you know that they were apparently going to make Dishonored 2?
I was just going to mention that, yeah. Like, speaking of Dishonored, yep. That, apparently that got confirmed, and then something else.
I don't know.
But I know, what was it? Since we're on the subject of games still, Capcom pretty much was like, yeah, if we don't sell copies of DMC4, we're just done with it. It's over.
So they're doing the Final Fantasy thing?
Yep. Pretty much, yeah. We don't get enough copies sold, we're just done. It's over. No more DMC. It's like, wow. Damn.
Oh, Dishonored. Yeah, so I went to GameSpot. Ryu and Roy confirmed for Super Smash Bros. Wii and Wii U and 3DS. Blah, blah, blah. Dishonored 2 seemingly leaked ahead of E3 reveal. Tearaway Unfolded is coming in September.
It's probably coming. I don't know if I want to pick that up again.
I'm on the fence.
Yeah, it's like it was a great game, but then again, I can't really play anything on my Vita anymore because my memory card was shot. So I guess that would give me a reason.
It's for PS4.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, again.
Yeah, because I could play it on console and not have to go out and
buy a new memory card.
Spend like over $100 on a memory card for.
Well, Vita. If you dig around like I did, you'll get the. I got the 32 for $60. So.
That's true. Yeah.
It was from Newegg. So.
Oh, nice. I looked around.
You just gotta take a look, but yeah. So E3's, you know, it's not bad.
Fallout 4.
Yeah.
That and probably major delays.
Ugh.
Like I know, I'm pretty sure they're gonna delay Kingdom Hearts 3 and probably release a collection like they did with Uncharted, and which is $60, by the way. I don't know if anyone knew that.
Wait, what? $60?
The Uncharted collection.
Oh, it's a full 60.
Yeah, it's God full 60 yep. For all three games. Which I guess that does make sense, regardless, because you get three games for one price.
Right, they're all $20 a piece, except they're all not full games. You know
it's, not full, yeah, it's not the full.
Like Uncharted games. 1 didn't have multiplayer, so that's
right.
Fine, but Uncharted 2 and Uncharted 3 had multiplayer. They had co-op, and you're taking that, like, not co-op campaign, but co-op things, and now you're taking that out.
Yep.
So you're giving me less.
Just so people can experience.
You made The Last of Us $50. I mean, that came out a year after, though, so I guess that's fair, but...
Right, that, and it came with all the DLC or whatever, so...
That too.
So, in sense, you know, that's way more money than it should be, or a smaller price for way more money than it should be.
Yeah. Also, for reference, Amazon has the 32 gig memory cards for Vita for $58.99, the 64 gig for $89.90, or a 16 gig for $34.23.
That's not bad.
Yeah. So for $60,
you can get the stickable. Yeah.
Yeah, $59 even from this seller, and then $58.99, so a penny different.
Right. It's not too bad. So they got paid.
I mean, and I've got the 30. I have the 32 gig, and I have a bazillion games on it. Like, it gets to the point where I always just download the games, and then eventually I'm like, I just have to delete them to download something else. It's weird. I used to love sitting and playing on my Vita. Mm-hmm. Now, not so much. But it's like, I think it's because I'm tired of playing small games, and I want something with some meat to it.
Right.
So I think I might grab. Tales of Grace is F, only because there's, I don't know if you saw this, mm-hmm. we're getting a Tales game on PS4.
Yep.
I'm psyched.
Pretty hyped for that.
Stoked. So, we've got, so I might get Tales of Grace's F to kind of hold me over, and then hopefully by the time I finish that, it'll be time.
It'll be for, out.
Probably. It'll take me forever to beat that game. But it's good.
Four
or
five,
like,
Tales games I need to beat still.
So. Yeah, it's like I've got to finish Tales of Xillia.
Got to finish that. I got to finish two, which
I have to straight up buy it. I'd have to buy it and then play it again.
It's like, I didn't even beat the first one. Why am I going to buy the second one?
Was it on sale?
No, I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to buy it.
Oh.
Yeah, I was like, I don't care. I got the first one. Why don't I buy the second one?
Nice.
I think someone was talking about it. I'm like, oh, well, I want it too. So I just like, I bought.
Yeah, JF had platinumed it. So, but he plays... I mean, that's the thing, right? And I have a couple friends who are like this. JF is like this. My buddy Apollo is like this. They get a game, mm-hmm. you know, even if it's like a PS Plus game or whatever, they get this game and they play it fucking balls to the wall until they beat it and platinum it. And then they go to another game.
Oh, yeah, just move on. Yep. New on the list.
I don't know that. I can't do it. I have to play, like, one, I'd still always want to play, like, Destiny or, you know, Destiny. Cause,
right, yeah, like, I was God just
damn it. God damn you, Bungie.
And I love you at the same time.
Exactly. Why do you do this to me? So, I can't just, like, play one game straight through. Like, I just don't have the, it's like I'm like a kid. I don't have the like brain capacity to stay focused on one game to finish it, let alone platinum it. Like Uncharted 3, I beat straight through because that was when I had my wisdom teeth out, so like I couldn't fucking do anything.
Yeah.
And that's like a short game, but like Tales of Xillia, oh, it's like 40 hours. Like it's like Ni No Kuni. Like you can't play that. Like I can't play just Ni No Kuni. And like I really want to finish that game. It's just never gonna happen.
The ending's gonna piss you off because there's like three false endings.
Right.
God damn it. Yeah,
but like I can't. I don't know.
I just got Elder Scrolls. Batman's getting to come out, so now I'm gonna get Batman and skip Elder Scrolls.
Right, it's like you're just like, it's like that's the thing, right? And I get why people rent games or why people constantly sell games back.
It's like you beat it and then you sell it. Yeah,
beat it, sell it, or play it for a little bit and then get rid of it because you know you're probably not going to play it again because you're going to play the newest thing.
Exactly. Yep. Which I try not to do that. I'd rather just keep the game.
Yeah, I'd rather keep the games. So like my collection for all the newer, like as the consoles come more recently, my collection for each game gets smaller. So like NES, right. I have the most games. I have over 100 NES games. Super Nintendo, I got like 20, 30, you know, high 30s maybe. Because mm-hmm. I, you know, every once in a while I throw a new one in the mix. Sega Genesis, I have like 10. we don't have that many Sega Genesis games. But we were more Nintendo anyways.
Let's say, yeah. Isn't
that, you know, 64... I 64 we could have 40 or 50 games easy. But like Dreamcast, GameCube, that was my brother's. Like I didn't really I don't have any big memories of playing GameCube all that much, which is weird. Like, I really don't remember playing it. So like I think we only have like a dozen games. And they're pretty much all the Mario games and then Resident Evil that I took from my friend. And then you know, PS3, I might have like 15 games,
right?
That are physical copies, right? Like obviously on PS3, it's a bunch. I got a bunch of digital stuff. And then PS4, it's you know like the 9 on the shelf and whatever I've.
Plus, yeah.
So like, and I'm thinking like digital games that I've bought. I bought Destiny. I bought Valiant Hearts because it's digital only. Mm-hmm. Lost Orbit, digital only.
Get it. You don't have it.
Yeah. And I mean, there's a bunch of games on that thing because it's a terabyte hard drive, so I'm not going to like turn it on and listen
to it. It's like you have to. Basically,
the digital, the part of it that sucks too is the digital revolution is coming, so.
Oh, yeah.
like
which I'm not against it, but
I am.
But I get why. But I still love having the physical.
Yeah,
I miss manuals. They need to bring those back. I get it, save paper, but fuck that.
Oh yeah, they have like the digital manuals. I mean, you can probably just go online and print a PDF.
That's true.
And then like you have to staple it. Yeah, it's not the same. Yeah. You got to staple it together yourself. Get the slightly heavier weighted paper so you can.
Has that heft to it? Like,
yeah.
It's not the same. Just bring them back.
Just mail me a fucking manual when I buy the game. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure they'll be like, totally. Yeah, we'll print like 8,000 of these.
Yeah, and just mail them out to people.
Start mailing them to everybody.
Yeah. They'll love that.
Yeah. So that's the sad reality. But so we talked about E3 a little bit. And we're going to go back because things we've already we did our E3 predictions, then we skipped a week, and then we're here. And so some stuff has already come out. So we know that the Uncharted Collection is going to exist. So I was right.
You're right.
Fallout 4, we said, and that's coming out. So we know that. GameSpot has a list of E3 confirmed to be games. And so I'm only going to read some of these. Adrift, that space game. Amplitude from Harmonix. Assassin's Creed Syndicate. Batman Arkham Knight. Battleborn, which is Gearbox.
Yeah.
Blood Bowl, which is like a football game that's like...
Like a combat football? Or
kind of, yeah. Like, I've gotten a couple press releases on it, and it's like the sequel to its, you know, successful game that I've never heard of before. And that's PS4, Xbox One, PC. Broforce, which has been on Steam for forever, and I have it on Steam, but it's coming to PS4 and Vita at E3.
That's pretty excited to play that because that looked fun.
Yeah, it's a blast, and like now that I have the alpha, I can actually play it.
Oh yeah, it's true.
Because it didn't run that great on my computer. Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons is being remade. It's being remastered, so whatever.
Yeah, I wasn't too interested in that game.
Yeah, I didn't. I have it on PS3 because it was, I believe, free on Plus. Yep. But Call of Duty Black Ops 3. Death Tales, which is a Vita-only game. So I'm kind of curious. Devil May Cry 4 Special Edition. So is that what you were talking about?
Yeah, if Capcom doesn't sell, said they don't sell enough games for that, they're just done with
Devil May Cry.
Yeah. No more.
It's like maybe if you listen to your fucking community and made what they wanted, they would sell.
Mega Man.
You know, who's doing Mighty No. 9? Is that actually Capcom or is that somebody else?
No, it's just KG Infune. Okay. Him and his new team.
Gotcha.
But I think didn't Colin say
it's not
Mega Man at all.
It's yeah, it's influence, but it's not Mega Man.
It's not Mega Man. Yeah. Anyways, continue, sir.
Destiny, obviously. Deus Ex.
Right? Oh yeah.
Mankind sequel. Divided. PS4, Xbox One, PC. Disney Infinity 3.0. The Division.
I forgot about The Division.
Oh, the new Doom game. From Bethesda, the new Doom game, which I think is like a reboot of Doom, but new.
It's not, yeah, that's what they're saying, yeah, something like that.
Drawn to Death, which is Jaffe's game. Dungeon Defenders 2, which has been, I think that's Steam Early Access, if you wanted to play it on PC. Yes. Enter the Gungeon, which is a Devolver game, that's pretty good, played that at PAX, big fan. Fable Legends.
Wow.
Surprised.
About Fable.
Fallout 4, obviously. Farming Simulator 2015, nobody cares.
Oh, snaps. What are you talking about? Everyone's going to care about that one.
You know, the funny thing is I say that, but, like, the fucking game sells ridiculously well, so. Like, some idiots are... Somebody's buying it. It's Chicken. Chicken's buying it. like, PS4, Xbox One, PC, PS3, Xbox 360, and Vita. Like...
Oh, man.
Like, and coming soon to your TI-83 calculator.
Yeah.
Fat Princess Adventures, that's PS4 only. Forza 6.
Nice.
Future Grind, whatever that is. Oh, Galaxy will be at E3. When is it coming out, though? Give me a date. Come on, Jake. Get on it.
Man Sky.
Gang Beasts, which is another game from Double Fine. They did Broken Age, which is really good, but weird, because point-to-click adventure games are kind of confusing. I like this. New Gears of War title. That's what it's listed as.
Really? Okay.
All right. Cool. Like, if the fucking game came out and it was called New Gears of
War just,
title.
Yeah, they should just call it New
I'd
Gears
of War. I'd
just
be like,
title.
Son of a bitch. God of War 3 HD Edition. Meh. Don't care.
Beat it. Never care.
Yeah. Like, not that care. Guitar Hero Live. Guns Up, which I'm in the beta for on... I guess maybe it's the alpha or the beta. Either one.
On a previous bucket as...
Yeah, I talked about it. That's one of the side scrolling where you like you
it'll be free
you
know, to play or something like that.
Yeah, and then you use munitions to call out more troops to attack everyone's base.
That one's cool.
I was playing it last night because I had nothing to do, and so that's an easy game to kind of just
drop on.
Just jump on and go through. And but every time you go in, people can only attack your base three times until you log in again. And every time I go in now, my base gets fucking destroyed. Like, as it just tells you, like, your battle report on the three matches, and it was, like, crushing defeat, crushing defeat, crushing defeat, versus, like, defeat. And so I've been trying to, like, so I just ran through as many wars as I could to, like, get more stuff to build up my base. Nope.
Damn.
Still getting wrecked.
Wow.
Halo 5 Guardians... Harvest Moon, PC, Wii U, and mobile. So maybe that'll probably be one of the first games we see as part of the Nintendo mobile platform.
Yep.
So I'm kind of curious to see that. Hollow Point, I Am Bread, Journey, which is a remaster, which it's fine.
Never got to play, so.
I mean, I loved Journey. I thought it was awesome, but it is a two-hour game. That's it. Takes 2 hours to run through it. And obviously you'll go through it more because you're going to want to unlock all the stuff. But like, unless they've expanded the game and changed stuff up, like it's still a 2 hour game, like remastered or not. You know
right.
what I mean? Like it's just going to look even prettier than it did before, but it looked amazing on the PS3 anyways.
I can't wait to play it because I never got to.
Like it looks really good on the PS3. So I really am confused. And I'm curious to know. I mean, I have to imagine they're not going to give it to you free if you had the PS3 version, but
oh god, probably not. But you never know.
But you never know. So, because otherwise, I'm sitting here like, why the hell are you doing it? You're not going to make any money. Because I feel like at this point, everyone probably already had it. Killstrain, which is San Diego Studios, Maverick Gamers has been promoting that one. So it's pretty cool. It's like a top down, third person perspective. You know, with this, it's much more zoomed out. At least it feels way more zoomed out than like you know your Starhawk. But same kind of idea. It's like humans fighting alien or not aliens, like kind of demon monster kind of things. But they're probably aliens, and they like grow these pods in the ground so they can travel around faster. And the whole concept is like to infect the other people and infect the humans and take over the. Bases.
The world,
yeah, because they're like little battles. They're like little arena battles. It's pretty cool. Sky Diddy loves it. He's usually hosting the Killstrain streams with the community manager at San Diego Studio. So it's good stuff.
Nice.
So if you want to check it out, it's twitch.tv/San Diego Studio, I believe. And they do them like once a week, I think. So
nice.
It's pretty sweet. Lego gotcha. Dimensions, Mad Max, Mario Maker. Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain, which is also coming out on PS3 and Xbox 360, which is weird.
Mm-hmm.
Mega Man Legacy Collection.
Yep, which is weird because it's like, I don't know, it's a weird collection of it.
It's not all the games.
It's not a full
like
set,
yeah. Or something.
Yeah. Something like that, yeah. Not a full set.
N++, Naruto, Shippuden, Ultimate Ninja Storm 4. Need for Speed, Ninja Strike, Nuclear Throne, Overkill's The Walking Dead. I don't know what that's all about.
A better Walking Dead than that one that came out?
I guess. I don't know. Persona 4 Dancing All Night for the Vita. Psyched. Planet Side 2 will finally be coming out. That's pretty cool.
About time.
I wonder if they're trying to do the PC crossplay like Rocket League did.
Rocket League has an actual date.
Yep.
July 7th?
I believe so.
Something like that?
$20.
Still worth it.
Ratchet and Clank. Resident Evil Zero HD. Capcom. Rise of the Tomb Raider. Timed exclusive for Xbox One and Xbox 360. Yeah, there's Rocket League. Psyonix.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet. Star Fox Wii U. This is the thing that really bums me out about not having a Wii U. I can't get these games. Like, I want Star Fox. I want Mario.
Zelda, Star Fox.
It's like the problem is there just aren't as many games, right? Like, they're not, like, there's so many Nintendo games for, like, Super Nintendo that you're like, oh man, all the franchises, but like they're not really coming to Wii U in the same kind of speed that you know. Right. I think.
Well, let's hope they fucking Nintendo's like, hey, Metroid.
Yeah, hey everybody, just in your face. Every game you ever wanted is being remade.
Right? Yes.
Street Fighter V.
Can't wait for that.
Super Time Force Ultra. Played that at PAX several times.
Interesting.
I think it's because that was on Xbox originally, and now it's coming to PS4 and Vita.
I thought it was Xbox and PC.
It might be.
So, okay.
I don't know.
We'll figure it out later.
Because it just says PS4 and Vita listed on this, so my assumption is that it exists on 360 and PC, probably. And Tearaway Unfolded, plus Media Molecule has an unannounced project that maybe they're going to reveal.
Little Big Planet 4.
It would be really weird. I'd have seen, that's a thing, too, that, like, I don't know how that's going to work, because clearly, not to pick on Sumo Digital, but they did not do a good job with Little Big Planet 3, right?
Oh, God, no.
Glitches, shit doesn't work, a lot of problems at the front end, still problems now. You know, they are working on it. I'll give them the credit that they are constantly working on fixing it and making stuff work. But, like, obviously we know a lot of super creators. You have the game. You're not a super creator, but, like, Cody, Hug, Avery. I'm friends with a lot of people on Twitter that really love the game. And, like, they're all so frustrated, you know, because some things just did not work when it first came out. So I'd be surprised to see Little Big Planet 4 go back to Sumo Digital, but at the same time, if Media Molecule is working on some unannounced project, they could be just 100% done with the franchise.
That's true.
In which case, it's kind of a bummer because, you know, if Sumo can't get Little Big Planet 3 working, it's probably not going to bode well for a fourth, you know?
Nope, not at all, yeah.
Like, the reality is they'll probably spend the life cycle of the PS4 trying to fix it. Which is a total bummer for them, because how the hell are they going to make any money if they're just constantly fixing a game that's already been out, you know? Like, they've got to sell something new.
Exactly.
So we'll see. I'll be kind of curious to see what happens. So let's see. We've got The Walking Dead, Telltale Games to be announced.
Season 3?
I don't know. It just says The Walking Dead.
Interesting.
Rainbow Six Siege, Uncharted 4, Until Dawn.
Oh, yeah.
WWE 2K16, XCOM 2. I mean, that's just what they have listed. There could be a ton more,
stuff. Yeah.
And obviously, there's stuff we don't know that's getting announced, so.
True.
The only thing I need to figure out is where is the list of the conferences. So, Sunday at 6:30 p.m. is Bethesda. And then Xbox's is tomorrow. So I am I'm excited, you know?
Watch all these conferences, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see. Wait, it's today the 16th? No, today's the 14th. That's Monday then, right? Is that Monday? Yeah. No, Tuesday. Because if today's the 14th, then the 16th.
Oh, no, yeah, Tuesday. Okay. Yeah.
Excuse me. I'm curious. I'm hoping to see more Fallout 4 stuff, you know.
Exactly.
I feel like they're not going to give us a release date, but
probably not. No. Because if they did, then they'd be pretty goddamn confident in having the game finished.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I mean, hey, Naughty Dog said they were going to give us a release date for Uncharted 4 and then had to push it back.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. You're right.
So we should see. I mean, my problem is you have to wonder, like, how long it's been that they've been holding out on Fallout 4, right? Because they could totally be like, Fallout 4, available next week. And everyone would collectively shit their pants. Because right. They'd be like, you're kidding me. This whole time, the game is ready, like, right now. And we've seen, like, a smidgen of it.
Yeah.
You know, that would be...
shit out of everybody.
That would be... pretty
that'd be pretty
ridiculous.
Goddamn great.
You know, I feel like those types of announcements are so gone now. Like, it's just because nobody could keep their mouth shut.
No,
like nobody at GameStop, Walmart, Target, Best Buy, you know, nobody would be like, we just got a shipment in of Fallout 4 for PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. What do we do? Like, not gonna happen. Like, oh, just don't say anything. Don't tell anybody. Like, it's never gonna happen, you know. So I think that we're past the point of, you know, retailers respecting that kind of stuff. So they'll never be able to be like, it's available next week, you know, in stores next week. Like, that's never gonna happen because the games would already have to have been shipped to the retailers for that to work. And the other problem of that is, I don't think they could cost effectively store the game somewhere to then say, we're shipping them to retailers next week, right? It would have to be like the best timing in the planet for them to make it so actually lined up so that the game released and they like had them in storage in wherever. Or yeah, they were like on a freight ship, a cargo ship on their way over to the United States or something. Like, I just don't see that happening. So that's which is a bummer. The reality is, though, as the digital revolution comes nearer, we could get back into that because they could be like available for download on your console now, right? Sure. And then you just straight up download it, which is part of the thing too, that like that'll cut down the release date windows because now they'll never have to worry about packaging, making discs, putting the discs, you know, literally packaging the product and then shipping it. Like, that could be 2 weeks of just constantly there. Just, it's just the game's just being physically made, you know? So we'll see. I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah, I'm into it, but at the same time, yeah.
But
I'm for it, but I'm against it.
Yeah, like I part of it's, you know, it's one of those things like you gotta let it die, right? Like I still use CDs in my car, and I use cassette tapes at work because I have a cassette tape player. It's a CD player with a cassette tape deck in it, and we have all these tapes that we keep finding at work, like when we're cleaning stuff up, and like they're all tapes from like the late 80s, mid, you know, early 90s. So it's like good, like, you know, it's like good wholesome music, right? So like when I'm at work, we just throw the tapes on or whatever. But like I use CDs a lot too. Like I still am burning discs constantly. And like it frustrates me that like, you know, if I want another MacBook, I'm probably not going to have a disc drive.
Oh yeah, because most
of them don't have discs. Like, you know, the Retina display models don't have them. The 11-inch Alienware, which would be the more likely choice for me to get if I was going to get a PC laptop.
It's just because it's cost effective or what?
Yeah, I think it's, well, because it's one less thing you don't have to put in the computer. You can make it a little bit thinner because of that. And then the only reason I actually really love the fact that the MacBooks have a disk drive is because what a lot of people will do is they actually take the disk drive out and put another hard drive in where the disk drive was.
Really?
So then you can have two discs, you can have two hard drives in your computer, so you could have an SSD and a regular storage drive. Whereas if you get like a Retina, you're kind of locked into whatever it has in it.
Right. Fair enough.
Which is fine because usually they're more powerful systems, but now you're running into the part where, like, if you wanted to have this thing for years, you're not going to be able to.
Yeah, you're not.
Because eventually it's just going to, like, the rate at which computer technology gets better is way faster than it ever was before. So it's like now you buy a laptop thinking you're going to have it for 4 years, and it's like you may only have it for two.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends on your uses, but like even my MacBook is, I got it starting my junior year of college. So now we're talking, it's going on like 4 or 5 years old. Like, it's noticeable. Like, I can tell when I'm like opening Illustrator and Photoshop, like, it's not as fast as it used to be.
Right.
And it's starting to piss me off because now I'm like, now I'm trying to like work on two different files at the same time. And I'm like, what the fuck? Just save.
Yeah.
Like, just to process this, you know.
Yeah.
Do the damn live trace, like, or whatever, what it is I'm trying to do. It's, I can tell it's getting slower. And I'm just like,
yeah.
It's like, just killing me small.
Do it.
Do it.
Just do it.
Don't let your dreams be dreams. Some people wake up and dream about success while you're going to get up and work hard at it. Nothing is impossible.
Just
do it. Just do it.
Oh, do it.
Oh, yes, man. You can.
Yes, you can. Tomorrow, you said yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday, you said tomorrow. So just do it.
Oh, man.
It's so good. Like, it's so good.
Joined in on a gold mine.
Oh, my God. It's like, fantastic. It's so, the moral of the story is
just do it.
Do you have any shout-outs, sir?
I do. Let me see. Did I post a page? A friend of mine, she created a cosplay page, so I want to shout her out. Mm-hmm. It's a Lizza Dawn.
Oh, A-L. Okay. Y-Z-A or something?
That one. Yeah.
Yep, okay. I got it because Sophie sent it to me, and I was like, who the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Straight up, I was like, I don't know who this is. Yeah, okay. So you got another friend doing a cosplay thing.
She's my shout out.
Cool. I have my usual shout outs to Dave and Sarah over at the PvP podcast. Sarah is at Sarah Joy. Dave is at Ziggy Ziggs. Mm-hmm. Sarah is back. I think she's back east from doing some archaeology stuff. So hopefully we'll be able to get in some game time.
Catch up. It's been forever.
And that's my one shout out. Then I'm gonna shout out GameSpot because I was checking out their E3 coverage earlier today during the podcast. I'm also gonna shout out Kinda Funny Vids. The Kinda Funny Boys, because they're gonna be working with GameSpot at E3 and they're really cool. So you can follow, obviously, Collins No Taxation, Greg is Game Over Greggy, Tim Geddes I think is just Tim Geddes, and then Nick Scarpino I think is like Nick_Scarpino. But you can find those. I'm not even gonna bother listing them. I'll just list the funny vids.
If you can't find them, then you shouldn't be on Twitter.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably it, right?
Covers it, yep.
Yeah, so that was episode 25. Sponsored by Alienware. Do it!
Shia LaBeouf.
And Shia LaBeouf.
Just do it.
So, I was trying to think of a way that I could be like, and we will catch you on the Just Do It!
Yeah.